This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest numbers in the coronavirus pandemic, 5.8 million cases worldwide with a death toll of 361,000. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Global hotspots include India, Pakistan, Brazil, and parts of the United States. India set another daily record in the number of new coronavirus cases, 7,466, pushing its total to 167,000. The country has suffered 4,800 COVID-19 deaths. The Indian government says it'll relax its pandemic lockdown in some areas this weekend, but that the worst-hit regions of the country will see their restrictions on daily life extended. Pakistan has recorded its single largest day of new pandemic fatalities at 57. Its overall loss of lives has risen above 1,300, with some 64,000 cases. In Brazil, daily case numbers continue to swamp overcrowded hospitals. Brazil is second only to the United States, with 438,000 COVID infections. It has suffered almost 27,000 deaths. South African officials say they have a backlog of 100,000 COVID-19 tests. It is seen as a glaring example of an African continent woefully unprepared to meet a steady growth in virus cases. Here in the United States, the numbers grow more dramatic by the day. 1.7 million coronavirus infections and a death toll climbing from the current figure of more than 106,000. Many American states are still seeing a rise in virus cases. In the South, Alabama is a prime example, though all 50 states are in the process of trying to restore some semblance of what used to be normal. There was some relatively positive news in the newest American jobless report. The latest claims for benefits totaled 21 million, but that was down from 25 million a week earlier. U.S. unemployment, in the view of many economists, could hit 20% in May. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. It is the uneasy day after in the city of Minneapolis in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota. It follows a third consecutive night of violence, which spilled over to the neighboring city of St. Paul. Cheering protesters set fire to businesses and a police station. That structure was lost to the flames. A public library was also targeted. The focal point of the trouble, this week's death of 46-year-old George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who pleaded for his life as a white police officer knelt on his neck. Three of his brother officers simply looked on as Floyd begged for air. There have been angry crowds on the streets of cities across the country, stretching from New York to Los Angeles. In Louisville, Kentucky, seven protesters were reported shot with no early indication of who did the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called out the state National Guard to help the fire department safely respond to calls. Dozens of businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting, which has been widespread. Public transit has been shut down. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he calls the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. He described the protesters as thugs and hinted that looters should be shot. That prompted Twitter to flag his message with a warning label, saying Mr. Trump had violated its rules against glorifying violence. Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis has appealed for calm and has pledged to do absolutely everything in his words to keep the peace, though he concedes there was a lot of pain and anger in the city. The mayor also said the officer responsible for George Floyd's death should be in jail. The FBI and the attorney's office, U.S. Attorney's Office, say they're conducting what they term as a robust investigation. All four police officers involved in the fatal incident have been fired, but there have been no criminal charges so far. Governor Walz told a news conference a short time ago that justice needs to be done swiftly. Fires in Minneapolis are still burning at this hour. The U.S. National Security Agency says the same Russian military hacking group that interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and unleashed a devastating 2017 malware attack has been exploiting a major email server program, and it's been doing it since last August or earlier. The timing of the advisory is said to be unusual, considering the critical vulnerability was identified 11 months ago. Pakistan International Airlines says search teams have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the jet that crashed last week, killing 97 people aboard on a flight to Karachi. The Airbus A320 came down in a residential area. There were only two survivors. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators are collecting evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of that disaster. More news online at voanews.com. And remember, for your listening convenience, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.